1590 in Craxton Mills. You're listening to CBNR, the Sound of the Lakes.
Okay, the forecast wasn't good, and it's turned out worse. The heavens have opened in a bad way on sunny days and nights with me, your host, Paul Moss. This concluding event for my summer, supposedly a celebration, is a complete and utter washout. Thunder, lightning, water spouts, pull the tarp up around your chin, or come on in to the CBNR mobile studio. We're here with a live remote at what was supposed to be the Frau Day's festivities. But alas, the entire event rained out. The Milkmaidens back in the barn for another year. The Ride of the Valkyries shut down. There's a couple of pounds of blunderwurst here starting to go off. Should have been on the barbie hours ago. But alas, we have come to Penthaven for nothing. So we're going to have to fall back on some material we'd taped during the season that we had hoped we would not have to air. The calamities that befall one on live radio.
Fear of the Suez virus has the Hundred Lakes in its grip again this summer, as a growing number of area residents succumb to the dreaded bite of the mosquito that carries the bug. I've come to the laboratories of Virogen International, an impressive facility in the former School for the Blind on rural Route 357, where an experimental inoculation procedure has been announced amidst much hoopla. The man who put the hoople in that hoopla is Dr. Chuck Finley, Director of Science at Virogen's Hundred Lakes Research Center for Supertropical Diseases. Dr. Finley, thanks for doing this.
No, thank you, Paul. I understand you've signed up for our experimental trial program.
Yeah, I figured, hey, why not? Tell us a bit about the research going on here. All dedicated to Suez virus?
No, we also have teams working on SARS, BSE, ADHD, all the acronyms.
I have to ask you, the red phone under the glass cover over there, is that really a hotline?
Yes, we call it the fever line. That connects us directly to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta.
Why would the laboratory of a large transnational pharmaceutical corporation be in direct contact with the CDC?
Well, I guess we're the only group doing serious research on the disease. It makes sense.
But I understood that, in terms of its commitment to public health, government was going to beef up, well, I guess beef up's not really the best term, upgrade its infrastructure after the debacles of the last few years.
Hey, if you believe that, that's great.
You're saying it's not happening?
Walkerton, SARS, Mad Cow. Do we need any more proof that the state can't be trusted to oversee public health? Let me ask you something, Paul. If there were a profit to be made from something, would you go for it?
Guaranteed.
Exactly. Guaranteed. The profit motive is your guarantee that companies like Virogen are going to be there when public health emergencies strike.
Huh. Makes sense.
So, shall we get this trial underway?
Inoculate me up, Doc.
Okay, follow me, Paul.
Perhaps we can get a close-up of a sound that would be familiar to anyone in the Hundred Lakes who's been out on the veranda or down at the docks this summer. The hideous buzz of, let's see if I can get this right, the Anopheles aegypti, subgenus canadensis.
Not bad.
Thanks. Oh, man, they are very big mosquitoes.
Yes, they're a much larger mosquito than their Middle Eastern cousin. Now, if we magnify an average female, you can see some of the defining characteristics, in particular the barbed proboscis. Have a look.
An old girlfriend of mine had one just like that. So, Doc, how did this tropical disease, this tropical mosquito, get to such northerly climes as these?
Well, we're studying that, but it still remains rather unclear.
I don't presume to know your business, but if I might just point you toward the CIA global warming giantism theory.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's pretty straightforward, really. In the 1950s, the American government was experimenting with the creation of giant insects.
Really?
It's established fact. What isn't so well known is that the nuclear metamorphosis method they were using led to the superheating of subatomic particles that have been leaking out of the laboratory bunkers ever since, speeding up global warming.
Did you see Spider-Man?
Yeah, I'm afraid you've lost me there. What does this have to do with Suez?
At least one of the underground facilities was located near here, and it's entirely likely that mosquito larvae used in the experiments managed to escape.
We'll check into that. Mm. Now, what we've done is we've propagated a mild strain of Suez in Gorgas monkeys, and we're ready to try it out in humans. If you'll just roll up your sleeve and make a fist. Now, to be clear, Paul, this is a highly experimental serum. Okay? It's just at the very earliest stages of research and development.
Oh, yeah, fine. Just let me get you a vein here. Okay, Doc. Oh, come on, push, push. Put your back into it, man. Come on.
Okay, how does that feel?
Fine. Nothing.
No flushing or anything like that? No tingling sensation?
No, I'm not even getting a buzz.
Well, good. That's a relief.
Yeah. Now, Doc, I was wondering...
Oh, my God! It's the hotline!
Oh, please.
I have to take this call!
Help me! You can sit down.
Virus in Suez Labs. Bob? How are you? Yeah? Not much? Yeah, I know what you mean. It's pretty good, you know, a few showers. Mostly it's been sunny. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. So how are you feeling now?
Fine. You got any more of that stuff?
Look, if you have any disturbing side effects, a lack of coherence, vertigo, or confusion, you give me a call immediately, okay?
Thanks for this, Dr. Chuck Finley. And I suggest that everybody at the county take advantage of this experimental program of the Suez virus.
The Sounds of Summer on CBNR, 1770 in Butterton.
What summer festival season would be complete without, I can't believe I'm saying this, a laugh fest? Joining me now are John Marshall and Vladablad Ragdahl-Hulik, producers and headliners of Comedy Rock.
Comedy Rock!
Hitting the stage tonight in Murraydale. Welcome to Sunny Days and Nights.
Hey, balls!
You guys are looking upbeat, expecting another success this year, obviously.
Awful!
Huge! Not only classical comedy this year, Paul!
We got classic rock, too!
April Wine will be performing!
Triumph!
Nick Gilder!
Hot Child in the City! Yeah!
Hey, well, enough about the music. What about the comedy?
We are showcasing Canadian comedy!
Canadians are world leaders in comedy,
and
Paul!
And to honor that great tradition,
we're doing a tribute to two great Canadian comedians who were never...
ever,
ever funny!
Wayne
and Schuster!
Here's two guys who never had any good material.
None.
Had no talent as performers.
And then they totally overacted and mugged their way through every one of their shows.
And did that stop them?
No way! They kept up for decades and Canadians love them!
They loved them!
I didn't love them. I thought they were terrible.
But they were loved. Canadians love them.
All those classic
routines. Yeah, classic routines like Flavius Maximus.
Julie
Don't Go. There was a lot of shows. I think there was a lot of bits. Like, they were on forever.
Right, all those other ones.
The Shakespeare football thing.
Oh, right.
There were a lot of great
bits.
Okay,
just wait a minute now. Flavius Maximus, Julie Don't Go. Why is that funny?
Come on! Flavius Maximus, it sounds
hilarious.
Spanish. And Julie Don't Go, it's like...
Forget it!
You can't analyze comedy, man. It just ruins a joke.
Professor Moss.
Okay. I have to say, though, guys, I don't really get the comedy festival thing.
It's audience-driven!
You think?
Okay, it's broadcaster-driven. Stand-up comedy is so great for broadcasters.
It's like reality television.
But you only need one camera.
And you don't have to go to an exotic location or anything.
You can shoot it up against a brick wall.
In any old dump.
And it's funny!
It's funny!
Well... Sometimes it's funny. But it's really cheap.
It's really cheap.
What other comedians are on the schedule with you this year?
Whoops. Let's see. There's the goofy guy from Cape
Breton.
He's
from Newfoundland or something. No, Newfoundland is in Cape Breton, right?
He plays the funny fiddle.
No, he plays the fiddle funny.
You're killing me with that
joke. What's that guy's name?
I have no idea.
No, I have no idea. Oh, and we have the lesbian,
the lesbian comedian from Toronto
does this really great same-sex vacuum cleaner thing.
I love that bit. And there's the French guy from Montreal.
Yeah. From Montreal.
Just pour rear guy, Jean-Claude, whatever.
Just pour rear. Just pour it on my rear, Vlad. Just pour it on.
And a Chinese guy from Vancouver. It's going to be great.
Great Canadian comedy. Great Canadian comedy.
I see you're getting a guitar out there, John.
Great observation, Einstein.
You are not.
You betcha.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, yeah.
Please, not a...
Novelty song.
No, no. Give me that guitar.
No, come on.
There'll be no novelty songs on my show. John Marshall and Vladablad Ragdoll Hulik of Comedy Rocks, get out of my studio.
Oh, come on.
Comedy Rocks tonight
in
Murraydale.
Be there.
Nick Gilder.
Whoops, I think I left something behind in your studio again. Good luck with the show. Lighten up.
Time for some music now. I think we have one last request. Yes, here it is. It's from Cheapem for Leslie from Lynn. This no novelty song is Marty Stewart and Del McCoury with Let Us Travel, Travel On.
There's a home high up in heaven where the saints I'll ever dwell. When the road of life has ended, then I'll bid this world farewell. And the weary ones in heaven, only gladness will be known. Sinner, come, accept my Savior, let us travel, travel alone. Give my heart to Jesus, turn away from sin and shame. In that book of life in heaven, God has written down my name. There's no weary ones in heaven, only gladness will be known. Sinner, come, accept my Savior, let us travel, travel alone. This weary life is over, and when saints are marching home, will your soul be free from sorrow, or instead be unknown? There's no weary ones in heaven, only gladness will be known. Sinner, come, accept my Savior, let us travel, travel home.
Associate producer and technician Julie Secord joins me now.
Wow, John Marshall and Vladablad Ragdahulik.
Yeah, wow.
I love those guys. They're so funny. They do that great novelty song.
Cancellations, I understand that we have some storm cancellations.
Yes.
It is really coming down out there now, eh?
Some roads are flooding, the bridge to Craxton Falls has been washed out, and as a result, tonight's sold-out taping of Stuart McLean's Vinyl Cafe at the Craxton Mills Auditorium has been cancelled.
Sold out? People buy tickets for that?
Oh, yeah.
I assumed it was all comps and giveaways to put bums in seats.
No, Stuart McLean's got a huge following in the Hundred Lakes.
So people pay for the taping, and then on top of that, the corporation produces the show for him, a show that's essentially just promotion for his books. Jesus, he must pull in a fortune.
People love to be comforted.
I guess that's why he does that Jimmy Stewart voice all the time.
You should think about it if it's that profitable.
Think about what?
Doing a show live. Reading a few homespun stories, celebrating those old-time family values.
Yeah, I'd love to do something like that, but I think there'd be a real conflict. I'm a journalist, Julia. I'm not a panderer. Too bad, though, because I could use the money.
A storm advisory for the area now, Paul. The Penthaven Pool's family swim will not go ahead, and boaters are advised not to operate watercraft on lakes Tuscaloosa and Two Mile. that's all for now.
That's all?
I'm doing my best.
All right, more tape then of an item recorded earlier this week.
I'm in beautiful Glen Wallace Park with Heritage Trailway Warden for the Hundred Lakes, Kirby Hudler.
It is beautiful here today, isn't it?
Spectacular.
Majestic,
even. The Heritage Trailway Network runs across the region and is maintained by volunteers like yourself, Kirby.
Oh, you betcha.
And you all wear this same uniform, this green tunic ensemble?
Oh,
with
No, I actually put this outfit together myself.
Right. Fetching all the same. Why don't we walk as we talk, Kirby, so we can see some of this beautiful trail. That's very well maintained. Great trail grooming.
Yes, and the trail actually connects to the trailway in Cedardale County and from there beyond.
Right across the country, I'll guess.
Well, it's almost across the country now. There are a few... I think we take a left here.
It takes us north towards Lake Tuscarawee.
Ah, you did some orienteering and scouts, I guess, eh?
I got my badge. Well, accessible for an afternoon stroll, or for the intrepid hiker.
Yes, there are definitely different degrees of difficulty in different parts of the trail, but with the right equipment and footwear and so on.
I guess I shouldn't warn the brogues. They're a bit of a bad idea. But I didn't know where to... Oh, wait, no. Swamp.
Oh, that's... That's all right. We should have reached the bridge now. Must be right.
Okay.
Right here, I think.
Oh, okay. Steep down. Huh? Oh, dear God. Who knows, Kerb? It might have been natural causes. Don't let your imagination run away with you. Anyway, I'm guessing from the state of him, the way the animals have been at him, that he's been dead for at least a couple of weeks. Do you want to get down here and help me see if there's any ID? Pull yourself together, Kirby. Come on, you got to get us out of this. You hear me? Kirby!
Yes, I hear you.
What size feet you figure, buddy, had? I were a 12. You want to eat some of this?
No.
I strongly recommend you eat some of this, Kirby, because, well, this squirrel was lame. Who says the next one's going to be so easy?
They'll be looking for us.
Sure they will, Kirby. Did you tell anyone where you were headed?
No.
Exactly. Last place anybody saw me was getting into your pickup back at the station parking lot. Probably figure I took you out to the old quarry or Sawtuck Hills and did away with you after God knows what sort of unholy... I'm just saying.
Look, headlight.
That must be the 222. Anyway, Kirby Hudler, Warden of Heritage Trailway System for the Hundred Lakes region. Thanks for this.
We're here.
You're listening to the Sounds of Summer on CBNR, part of the Trans-Canada Network of CBC Radio.
With Julie Secord.
You hear that?
Yes. The thunder and lightning has reached us here in the mobile. A raft of announcements for us to make, though, for the people in the Hundred Lakes area. More cancellations?
Mostly, actually, closures for the summer.
I guess, eh?
Summer is drawing to a close.
Funny, you know, it's not something I ever much noticed back home in St. John's. Not having kids, the beginning of school just passed me by, and I was never much of a camper.
Come on. Putting the cover back on the barbecue... The end of that social season.
Social season?
You know, the backyard cocktail things, the alfresco dinners under the stars, corn boils, you know.
Yeah, not much of a social life back in St. John's. Not for me, leastways.
No.
Being a journalist with a reputation for candor, well, Julie, people don't often have you over.
That's sad.
No. It's a sacrifice I made willingly.
For what?
For radio, Julie. For radio.
Wow, that was a big one.
Yeah, that was really close.
Glen Wallace Park, closed as of tomorrow.
Okay, picnic grounds at Gorgenont, Craxton Junction, Ondanabi Lake, and the Laurier Reservoir, closed for the season tomorrow.
And there are still some personal belongings left at Camp Hopalong, which, if not collected by day's end, will be donated to the Cheapham United Church Ladies Auxiliary for distribution to the needy.
I've got some clothes I could donate for distribution. All swimming and boating at the Deedleton Reservoir is now prohibited, as there'll be some dramatic changes in water level once the sluices are open.
Wow!
Lightning here, folks. A real doozy. That one just about X-rayed us.
The gates leading to the camp for wayward girls are now open, so motorists wishing to avoid
the detour...
There's a camp
for wayward girls up here?
Near Riverstead. Why?
No reason. It was just something that I took an interest in as a boy.
A school announcement. The first.
Gosh, it really is coming to an end.
A reminder that kindergarten students should already have registered for classes at Borden Elementary and at Vincent Massey.
The start of school.
For me, too.
Sorry?
Not kindergarten. My last year at Ryerson.
Of course. So, you are going back to...
To Toronto. Yikes! That was brighter than the last. That was what I wanted.
Reconsider, Julie.
What?
J-School is going nowhere.
Well, obviously I disagree.
Well, the media, it's more showtainment now than an objective report on an analysis of reality.
We have some more announcements.
In a minute. Really, forget Toronto. Forget journalism.
I don't know where this is coming from.
There are a few things that I've been meaning to say, Julian. And the summer's gone by so quickly.
Well, that's its nature, endless, and yet over so quickly.
True.
And it's too late to change my mind now. Troy's coming to collect
me. Who's Troy?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
He's a geologist. He's coming to get me, and we're driving down tomorrow.
Troy? You can't be serious.
It's getting serious. I shouldn't be talking about this on the air.
No. I meant the name Troy. You couldn't have a boyfriend named Troy.
1001,000. Why not?
Because it's a ridiculous name.
Paul?
You never told me. Anyway, forget it. This whole summer's been a waste of my time. If I hadn't needed the work, my life, solitary though it might have been, was just fine. Thank you very much.
So you'll be going back to Newfoundland?
Yeah, eventually. For now, though, I understand there's some work taking care of cottages, security, watering plants, that sort of thing. And then I was thinking about this custodial position up at the lodge. Maybe work on my book over the winter. And you'd better take that, Julie. The weather situation is such that... Okay, and while Julie checks on that, some programming notes. You are advised that next weekend, CBNR's summer schedule concludes and regular programming resumes. On CBNR in this time slot, Bob Harding's back with That Was Then, radio reminiscence, easygoing humor, and golden oldies. And on the network, you'll hear, whatever it was that was on before. Something light and economical to produce out of Toronto, I presume. Julie is back, and you have an update on the weather, which is deteriorating.
I have warnings, Paul. Mm-hmm. Several funnel clouds have been confirmed near Craxton Mills.
Craxton. How's that?
No better. So, we have a tornado watch. Also, there have been a number of lightning strikes.
As we've seen.
A number of lightning strikes in the Butterton area.
Well, let's hope we don't see a repeat of 48.
And there is a report, as yet unconfirmed, that historic Fort Larry has been struck and is ablaze.
See? That's what you get for clinging to the past.
Here comes the mail.
What?
You're being deliberately provocative.
Well, what do I care? What's the worst that can happen? Somebody will fire me? Is anyone but me around here aware of the fact that as of in 5 minutes, I'm out of a job? I have been used, and I'm not being deliberately provocative either. Material culture is, whether people like it or not, disposable.
Well, it's just that people around here really loved Fort Larry.
Well, then let it be a lesson not to get too attached. Let it be a lesson that there is no justice in this world. Did that bolt of lightning strike Vlad-a-Blad, Ragdoll Hulik, or John Marshall? No. It struck historic, beloved, wooden construction Fort Larry. Fort Larry, Smort Larry.
Whoa!
Close! Look, if there's
anything left I can say to keep you.
Mama.
Julie, don't go. Julie, I love you.
One moment, please.